producer Donal, are you stuck?
Yeah, my headphone lead's stuck in my chair. It's not just you, it happens to us.
These are the problems, hazardous problems that we need to put up with.
It's just dangerous every day.
I'm so sorry that you've been going through that.
It's all right, Cooper, thank you.
It's all right.
The question today is, 42% of young people admit they've done this on a night out. 42%.
It's pretty high.
Yeah, I'm guilty of this, to be fair, as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Oh, there is a lot to admit to. On a night out.
Listen, this is a safe place, Una.
Yeah. So they admit to doing this on a night out.
Yeah. They've done this on a
night out.
They've
done this on a night out. What are you thinking, Cooper?
Well, what I'm thinking is that you've gone home with a traffic cone.
Oh, yeah, them kind of things. Yeah.
Or a wheelie bin.
A wheelie bin, yeah.
I don't know.
That's a bit I know.
Or a trolley.
You know some...
Oh, trolleys,
a
trolley.
Yeah, but then you spent like €1 or €2.
On something from the bar you were in. But people just pop it in the handbags.
Glasses.
Some bars of books. You sometimes see people take the books off the shelves, but they do bring them back.
Oh, well,
use it like a library.
That's a nice thing to do, but they don't bring the glasses back.
No.
Are they not free?
The glasses.
Yeah.
I was in a restaurant to one of my aunts before, and she admired the beautiful wine glass to the manager. And I admired it as well. I said, this is stunning. Next thing, my aunt puts it in her bag and walks away. Oh. And it looks like I took it. Sorry, because I was the one who admired it.
Yeah.
I'm calling the guards.
Yeah,
in a restaurant, I see glasses like that and go, oh, but I ask them where they get it from, and then they don't tell me.
No.
And I'm like, well, that's okay.
Do you put it in your bag?
No, because I don't carry a bag to have it.
He
put
shows
in.
It down the front pocket of his skinny jeans. Like the way
I'm
he
just
shows
happy to see you.
Everything else down the front pocket of his skinny jeans.
Yeah, no, not the right answer.
Is it made besties with someone in the toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Girls do that a lot. You find a girl crying in the toilet of a nightclub, and you're
Jesus.
Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, but then you're like, are you okay? And she's crying over some guy, and then we're like, oh no, you don't, you're way too good for him. And then we give each other an empowering speech and we all go out dancing and it's the best night ever.
My God, you've just outed the whole lot. That's why it takes you so long to in the toilet.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's why the queues are so long.
Yeah, and we tell each other, we build each other up.
Maybe they should just have a separate room.
We fix each other's crowns.
Brilliant.
They do have a separate room. It's called a ladies and a gents.
No, but like for the chats.
For the chats?
Yeah, people who just want to use the facilities.
Bursting.
Yeah.
Because when you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that he stole a traffic cone and he loves it more than you do.
We don't be in the same cubicle. We've just met this girl. Sometimes we could be in the same cubicle. But other
Jesus, with somebody you just met?
But then we're outside in front of the mirror and we're telling the girl, look in the mirror and you tell her you love her and you don't need no, and you know, and we just give each other.
You don't need no man.
You don't need no.
Jesus, it's so different in the lads' toilets. You're trying not to look down and have a little peek by accident.
Oh God.
That's it. That is the only thing. And then you just like talk about like nothing. You don't make eye contact.
Do you talk?
No,
when you're...
you don't.
I have a little chat with the fella and then next thing, yeah, slap him on the bum and walk off.
All right, fair.
Oh my days. Yeah,
I suppose, you know.
You know.
Yeah, that would be very awkward.
What is?
Peeing beside people.
It is very awkward.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
Would you not just go in and do a sit pee?
No, it's not always available.
There's no cubicle. You can't go in and do it.
Sometimes it's
one.
Covered in stuff. You don't want to be sitting on it either. So, yeah. Anyway, right. No, it's not the right answer.
Okay,
no.
We're rubbish at this.
Yeah.
All right. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this? Producer Donald.
42% of young people admit they've done this on a night out. What is it?
Okay, get your guesses in. Love to get some... Chugga-chugga-chow. I didn't do my vocal warm-ups this morning. La, 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 la. 087-110-2107. If your voice is a lot more less gravelly than mine this morning, I'd love to hear some voice notes. Now, Donald, producer Donald, what is the story with our service hours this morning?
Today, 42% of young people admit they've done this on a night out. What is it?
42%. Jeez, that's a lot of people to get with the cousin on a night out.
Oh, that's because Donal and the cousin romance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was aimed at you because, you know, that time you shifted your cousin.
That's not true, but you've took it as that, so we're going with it. It's fine. Yeah.
It's okay.
But everybody mentions it now. It's kind of like they mentioned 10 past 10 to me. Una's life skills.
Yeah.
And,
life skills.
Your parking and all of that. Yeah. And your driving.
Struggles.
Struggles. And
okay, struggles is a better word. Yeah. Struggles.
Yeah, and me and some cousin thing. Anyway, guesses. That's not the answer.
42% of people went home with a Bure or a man.
On a night out.
There you go, went home.
With a Bure, I love that word.
It's a real cork word, isn't it, for a girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not the answer. That could be higher. That
could be higher.
Something anyway to skip year round. You'll go to the toilet or something anyway to skip year round.
Yeah, so
oh, that's shocking.
Yeah,
that is terrible behaviour and people do it. It's not the answer.
They do,
Una.
Don't be looking at me. I've never skipped around in my life.
Sure.
Morning,
people. Is the answer today like an Irish goodbye where you're kind of half through a drink and you just are done with the night?
An Irish goodbye, so where you skip out and saying to the pip?
Everyone does that. That's got to be higher than 42%.
I'm very skilled
with
it.
Yeah, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Okay, let's get one more.
Morning, guys. If the answer to the survey says leave the club early to go and get food.
Oh, class.
Yeah.
That is just the best feeling. Mm. It the burger tastes. I remember the night of my Leaving Cert results. I went for 2 burgers. I left the club, went for a burger, came back to the club, had a bop, and then went for a burger again.
What is this phrase?
It had pink sauce, the burger had. I rolled with, remember, really gorgeous, delicious pink sauce. Yeah.
Yeah, is it the ketchup and mayo mix?
It was nicer. There was something different about it, but it was...
Okay, while she's doing that, can you give us the answer?
Yeah.
The answer don't touch me talking about your pink burger sauce.
42% of young people admit that they go on a night out, they've checked the bank balance halfway through and went home earlier because of what they saw in the bank.
Oh, man, that's grim. I hate that.
Oh, I just wonder now if I got enough for a burger. Oh. Have you ever been to the time I did a burger with pink sauce?
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Think on the spot.
Sing it.
You're up against the clock. Come on. Don't take the hit, you gotta ride it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta ride it.
Singing at the top of her voice, Diane in Longford. Good morning.
Hi, Diane.
Good morning, Cooper and Una.
There you go.
How are you?
I'm good in yourself, Una.
Tipping along now, Diane. Tipping along. Yeah.
Is it true that you've got your sights set on Una's drawers, Diane?
No. They'll have to do, won't they, Cooper?
I can give them to Paul, Una. Who's Paul?
I get him back.
Who's Paul? Who are you talking about, Paul, now?
He was my partner until 8 o'clock this morning.
What happened? Oh, really sorry.
Put me on the phone to Donal. I was supposed to enter a competition for Niall Horan for Cahie.
And did you win?
I was supposed to enter the competition for Niall Horan for Cahie for the tickets.
And you didn't?
And Donal sent me a text yesterday. And I said, then it was Paul. And I thought Paul wouldn't be home from work by the time the phone call came in.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah, so I got lamped.
Yeah. Your poor heart must have jumped when you saw Donal ringing you. Do you know what I mean?
No, Paul was waving the phone out the lorry.
Oh, Paul was?
Out the window.
You
weren't on the phone, he said.
Can't you get him back now this weekend? Don't you have loads of jobs for him to do?
I'll get him back, yeah. Lawnmower and a hedge trimmers and...
Oh, he'll be a busy man this weekend. Are you going to be the gaffer, the foreman, sitting down and bossing him?
Oh, yeah, I'll be watching everything, Una.
Oh, good woman, good woman.
Windows and all.
Yeah.
Windows as well? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you win, I'll send out a pair of marigolds for Paul. And a wooden
good
spoon
woman.
For
good
yourself.
Woman.
Okay.
And he can clean the windows with your drawers, Una.
They ain't those kind of drawers.
Well, it is now. Donal, you're going to have to go shopping. We're sending Donal off.
Give me a size, Una.
Or a pair of Bridget Jones. Right. Okay, Diane, are you...
All I picture now is Paul sat on the top of his lorry cleaning the windows of the house at your knickers.
Right.
They're sending a good photograph to you, Cooper.
I'm going to turn up. I want to see this. All right, okay. Okay, you're going to have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you possibly can. Every question's got to rhyme with this word.
The word is hate. H-A-T-E.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Diane, your 30 seconds start now.
If you're fishing, you use this to catch the fish.
Fish.
Before you leave a field, you should close this behind you.
Yes.
If you have a lot of fat, you are over what?
Weight.
A wooden box to transport goods overseas.
Freight.
You eat your food off one of these.
Late.
When you don't wake up in time, you will probably be running what?
Late.
When you meet someone and like them, you might ask them on a what?
Date.
A type of tile you may have on your roof.
Time's up, time's up.
Slate.
How many did we get there, Donald?
Seven.
Seven! Whoa. All right, that's pretty good, Callum. It's not the highest score of the week, unfortunately, though. We had a 9 yesterday.
Yeah, it normally would be the highest
score. Oh.
Yeah, but you did fantastic.
You were brilliant.
But
close, but no knickers. Hello.
No knickers. Oh, now, going to Penny's in Longford this morning.
They'll be waiting for you. Oh my God, Diane, you've been an absolute dose. I love you. All right. Thank you so much. Love to you, Paul, and the family, all right? And enjoy cleaning the windows to Paul, all right?
Oh, you will, Cooper. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Diane. Bye.
Poor Paul. We need more clock. Are you
on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Get it off your chest this morning. I think this is one that made me laugh when we saw this come
in. This is wild. It's from Dan. Hi guys, I need to get this off my chest because I've made an absolutely catastrophic mistake. I'm getting married later this year.
Yep, that's it.
And finally decided to ask my best mate Brian to be my best man. I sent him this long message saying he was the only real choice, how much our friendship means to me and how honoured I'd be to have him standing beside me on the day. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. The only problem is I sent it to the wrong Brian. The Brian I accidentally sent it to is a lad I work with. He's sound, but we'd maybe get a drink after work once every couple of months. Meanwhile, the actual Brian I meant to send it to has been my best friend since school. Now, work Brian has replied saying he's absolutely delighted and he would be honoured to be my best man. He messaged yesterday saying he has started to organise the stag already. What am I going to do? I feel awful, Dan.
Why didn't he just tell him that it wasn't him in the first place? That it was a mistake?
Yeah, like, you shouldn't feel awful. You shouldn't feel awful. Just feel stupid. Really, really stupid. That is a catastrophic mistake.
Well, the thing is, let's look at it at a way that it could end up being the best mistake. As in, like, it could be the best stag party that he organises.
But what about his other, like, his best friend is going to be really hurt that he's got work Brian as his best man.
Ah, his best...
Unless you have two best men. Oh, you could have a competition to see who'd be the best Brian.
The best Brian?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Do it on the actual stag.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah. Make the most out of it.
But maybe his actual friend Brian, who he's been friends with since a child, is just like, oh, thank God, I don't need all that responsibility. Because like being a best man, the amount of stuff that you have to do on the day, you have to make sure this is done, that is done.
Lovely thing to be asked to be a best man, though.
It's an awful lot of responsibility.
It is a lot of responsibility. Yeah, I get. Oh, that's exactly why the two Brians could like, you know, share the responsibility, share the workload. Like work Brian organises the stag and, well, I suppose, and what does best mate Brian do then? Because the stag is all you have to do, really, isn't it?
No.
What else is there to do?
Oh, you know, there's all the other things you wouldn't understand.
No, there's not. The stag is all there is.
No.
And then to turn up on the day and stand beside you.
No, no.
And then go, huh? Have an old bop later.
There's a lot more to it than that, but I don't want to go into it because I'll only be accused of mansplaining it.
No, go on. No. I will not accuse you of mansplaining to me. Tell me.
You got to do loads of things. You got to do the picking up of the suits, making sure that the rings are protected and, you know, you've got to do
that doesn't sound like a whole lot of responsibility.
It really is. All right. Let us know what you reckon that Dan should do with this. He sent the message to the wrong Brian. The wrong Brian, he doesn't really know apart from in work, but he's accepted the invitation to be his best man.
Oh my God.
If I was the other Brian, I'd be delighted. Like, off he goes.
You'd be like really upset. Like, I'm your best friend and you have asked this lad at work to be your best man.
Nah, you'd be grand. All right, 087-1102-107. How would you feel? What would you do? Maybe this has happened to you. Get it off your chest this morning. I think this is absolutely buck wild. I love this.
Brian's getting married and he sent a text to his friend Brian asking him to be his best man. He's been best friends with Brian since they were in school. And it was a very emotional message. And he said he'd be honoured to have him standing beside him on the day. The only problem is he sent it to the wrong Brian, his work pal Brian, who, like, you know, he goes for a drink with once every couple of months. And work Brian has accepted and said he's, you know, he's already started to organise the stag and, you know, he's honoured.
Back off, Brian!
Yeah, so now, like, poor Dan is like, what am I going to do?
Okay, what are you going to do, 087 102 107?
Go out and get a loan.
Oh, that was a different one.
Yeah. Hi, lads. Well, I was just thinking there, you can tell the real Brian the truth. And then they'll have a laugh about it at the speeches. Great fun. Lads don't care about that kind of stuff anyway. So I'm sure the real Brian will be probably delighted and he'll actually find the funny side of it.
Yeah.
That's true as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say Donald's disagreeing.
I think best man's a massive thing, and it's, lads do get as worked up.
I know.
If you're not, like, loads of my friends would be annoyed if they weren't the best man.
Really?
But how are you going to?
There's war over it.
But what are you going to do if, when you have to choose?
Have a couple.
There's
have
war.
And they're all best men.
No, not yeah, yeah. If it's kind of between five or six, I'd have, like, they're all best men.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, just share the responsibilities.
No, that's ridiculous. Like, you can have a best man. I had a best man and I had two groomsmen.
Oh, what? I had four.
Jesus!
What?
Four of them?
Bridesmaids.
But, like, there is all the responsibility. And if you want to go to your friend's wedding, you just want to go along and have the crack instead of having the responsibility. Like, if somebody turned around to me now, like, you'd be honoured to be asked to be best man.
Yeah.
But somebody's basically handing over responsibility to you. Mm. So if somebody said to me tomorrow or even after the show, hi, listen, myself and herself are getting married. I wonder, would you be my best man? I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, and you know when you're part of the wedding party as well, you have to give the extra few bob.
No, you don't.
Oh, you 100% do.
You totally get paid for your gig, don't you?
You don't get paid, and you have to give more because you're part of the wedding party.
Back off if you're getting married. All right, 087 102 107. Una, you're delusional. If you're part of the wedding party, you have to give more.
Yeah, of course you
no
do.
No wonder all you invited all your rich friends to be part of your wedding. Okay, get it off your chest this morning. This is sparks a bit of a debate.
I'm going to read this out again because I think we all need to feel the impact of it.
Okay. Yeah,
okay, so hi, guys. I need to get this off my chest because I've made an absolutely catastrophic mistake. I'm getting married later this year and finally decided to ask my best mate Brian to be my best man. I sent him this long message saying he was the only real choice, how much your friendship means to me and how honoured I'd be to have him standing beside me on the day. The only problem is I sent it to the wrong Brian.
Nah.
The Brian I accidentally sent it to is a lad I work with. He's sound, but we'd maybe get a drink after work once every couple of months. Meanwhile, the actual Brian I meant to send it to has been my best friend since school. Now Brian has replied saying he's absolutely delighted and would be honoured to be my best man. He messaged yesterday saying he started organising the stag already. I feel awful. What do I even do here? Yeah.
Here's the thing though, yeah? Who does he see more of?
Probably the dude he works with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, I see you more than I would see my best friend.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Aren't you lucky?
No, it's actually making me reevaluate my life at the moment. All right, what should happen? 087 102 107.
Something I know to skip your round, Gil.
What? Oh, so, that's the wrong thing, sorry.
Oh, well done.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm distracted by...
Don't try to blame me now for
you.
This. Yeah, go on.
Just have best Brian's instead of a best man. Solution.
Best Brian's instead of a best man.
But it's still going to be aux because he doesn't really know that lad at work. Do you know what I mean?
Fair, okay.
Honest to God, best thing to do in that situation, tell the Brian that you asked by a mistake. It was a mistake. And just rip the bandaid off.
Ooh.
Is it too late, though, to say it to him? Like, you should have said it to him straight away. You know?
Like, your man has started to organise the stag now.
Awkward,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know what to do. Come clean, I guess, yeah.
You hit the nail on the head there. Just tell work Brian that he's the protector of the rings. The rings are vulnerable, Brian. You keep an eye on them.
There you go. Give Brian the job of just being the protector of the rings, and that's his sole job. And then get his best friend, Brian, to be the best man.
The stag organiser.
Yeah.
Like, what if he's got other people in mind to be on the groom's party? Do you know? And then they meet this new Brian that's the best man. They're like, who's new Brian? Like, what? But he hasn't even been on any like weekends away with us or any matches with us. Like, who is new Brian?
I think he needs to have a meeting away from Brian with the rest of the lads, saying, listen, lads, just pretend you know Brian and just, and just go with it.
Yeah.
Now, sorry, something popped up before we read those out. You had said that if you're part of the wedding party, that that you need to give a bigger gift.
100%.
That is bizarre.
It's not bizarre. It's just the law.
Out with the most weirdest things. I've never heard of that in my life. Like, if anything, if you're part of the wedding party, your present is helping out at the wedding.
Oh,
and you
stop.
Don't need to
you are just the biggest tight ass. Oh, my God. Of course you
you're
like that.
You're so materialistic.
You're just like, not giving any money here because I did this and I collected the suit. No.
Why should I have to buy a gravy boat for them?
Because it's a gravy boat. I mean, it's an honour to be asked to be a chief bridesmaid or a best man.
Why?
Yeah, and you need to show your appreciation with some dollar.
You are delusional. You're making this up.
I swear to God, it's the truth.
Okay, I'm sorry. 087-110-7. Is Una on her own with this? This is the first I've ever heard of, that if you're part of the wedding party, if you're lucky enough be asked by your friends to be part of this wedding party and being included in their like life-changing data, blah, 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 do you have to give a bigger present than the regular guest?
Of course you do.
That is madness, mm-hmm. Una. There is something wrong with you.
You're only saying it to cover your tracks now because you gave nothing to people you were on the groom's party with. You gave nothing because you said, my presence is your present.
And I got a thank you card. 087-110-7. So get it off your chest this morning. Dan asked Brian to be his best man. Sent the wrong message to the wrong. Sorry, sent
the right message to the wrong Brian. So now he doesn't know what to do.
So we've been looking for your advice on this on 087-110-7. Because the Brian he sent the message to is the guy he works with. Doesn't really know him.
Yeah.
Just has him in his phone as Brian. But he also has his best friend since childhood as Brian, who he was meant to send the message to.
Yeah.
What should he do? We were also trying to figure out, because Una did say that if you're a part of the wedding party, you should be paying more in a gift and giving a bigger gift than if you're just a regular guest. Which I think is mad.
Why? How is that mad? It's not.
It doesn't make sense.
It does make sense because you have been asked to be part of their big day. You're at the round table. It's a huge honour. So now you want to show them how much you love them by giving them money.
What is happening?
Well, I tell you what.
What?
Okay, because you didn't ask for, you didn't get money because you asked people to go to the shop and buy you stuff, right?
No.
So you should have got it because he asked people to buy him a gravy boat. That was on his wedding list, right? So I'm saying the groom's party should have gotten you an extra fancy gravy boat.
They should have gotten
me. Does
that
make sense in your life? Okay, now do you understand where I'm coming from?
Though, you couldn't have gotten a fancier gravy boat.
You absolutely do not need to give an extra bigger present than anyone else who goes to a wedding. If you're a best man or a bridesmaid, you didn't ask to be those. You went and you helped. There's an awful lot of financial pressure on people as well. So just give what you can afford.
Yeah, Una.
And that's it. Enjoy the day. Because if they didn't want you, they wouldn't ask you. That's from Fiona.
Yeah, they want you there, Una. They don't want you to, just because they're not, you're not being picked because of your financial situation.
Well, my friends definitely didn't pick me for my financial situation. I'll tell you that much for nothing.
They picked you as a pissy.
That's not true either. I organise great hen parties. Tanya agrees with me. She says, absolutely, of course, you do need to give more money. Una is right again. And I love the way she said again there with an exclamation mark.
I feel like I'm in a hidden camera show. There's no way. This is like, Donald, have you found anything online about how much you should give if you're a part of the wedding party? Or
no, I'm not saying how much you should give. But no. You should give.
No, no, whether you should give extra if you are part of the wedding party or not. So, yeah, basically Googling it says, no, you do not have to give more. Being a groomsman or bridesmaid does not obligate you to increase value of your wedding present because you are already spending significant time, money on the wedding, like attire, travel, pre-wedding events, da-da-da-da-da. The couple typically expects no extra financial burden.
Oh, no. Well, you don't expect it, but you just get it.
You
no,
don't. You don't.
You do. Well, I did.
Well, your friend's obviously frightened of you.
Threatened by you, yeah.
Get it off your chest today is bringing us so much joy. I still have the fear now for Dan to try and figure out what he's going to do about the two Brians.
Yeah.
His best Brian, which is going to be his best Brian on the big day.
Because he sent a message to his friend, his work friend Brian, asking him to be his best man, new Brian, as we're calling him now. Yeah. But he meant to send it to his best friend Brian, old Brian.
Old Brian.
So new Brian said, yeah, he's delighted and he's organising the stag. So now Dan is like, what am I going to do? But this has kind of moved on a bit now.
Yeah, because you uttered the words, sure, if you're part of a wedding party, if you're best man, groomsman, if you're bridesmaid or anything like that, that you have to give a bigger gift, a more elaborate gift, a more expensive gift.
I didn't say you have to. I just think it's the kind of like the done thing. I know what happens with me. My party, bridesmaids and the groomsmen, they gave more.
Generously.
They gave generously, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Kev has been in touch.
Yeah.
My best man gave me $2,000 on my wedding day.
Would you get in the sea?
That is what, yeah, $2,000
get in the little
wedding
boat,
day.
Get in the sea and go on off out
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
$2,000?
Yeah.
You cheapskate. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, like,
what even is the going rate?
For weddings.
Yeah, I have a wedding coming up next year now.
Why don't you bring a gravy boat?
Why don't you bring a gravy boat?
And it's a they love it.
And so it's abroad as well. So what's the story with abroad weddings?
Oh, for abroad weddings, I don't think you have to give anything. But you
hang on a second here now. So if your wedding is in Ireland, like, so it could be a 6-hour drive to Kerry, Una, you have to give a big present. But if to take a 2-hour flight to Portugal, you don't have to give any presents
because you paid for the flights.
Oh,
because we all went to France.
So you've given £40 to Ryanair for your flight, so you don't need it. Brilliant. Grant, noted.
Why are you looking at me, pointing at me?
Because you said I don't need to give my friends now a wedding present.
Well,
when they ask me.
If it's abroad,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
But you should, like, you could bring a little token, like a gravy boat or I don't know, or something.
Lads, no. It's not only just part of the wedding party. If you're higher up, you have to even think of dropping more money. For the best man, you want to be at least dropping a monkey.
How much is a monkey?
I don't know. Is that a 500? I think.
Is it?
Hold on, I'll Google it now. I think it is.
I'm doing it for you.
All right.
Everyone
I
needs
might, I might be quicker.
Everyone's having a monkey.
Yeah, 500. Yeah.
500 quid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Cooper, you don't want to be dropping a monkey.
Not dropping any monkeys.
This is like something out of a Monty Python movie. Have we got to Brian? I'm Brian. No, I'm Brian. I'm Brian and so is my wife. No, just don't know. Just have the leet rogie and just say, look, I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. But look, you're very welcome to come on the stag. Demote him to groomsman. Give him some responsibility. And then have a laugh about it. Maybe on the day at the speeches, but yeah, he cannot pass over his best friend.
Okay, fair. All right, keep your WhatsApps coming, 087-110-2107. So get it off your chest this morning. We got a message from Dan who needed to get something off his chest, and he basically sent the wrong Brian the message that he wanted him to be his best man. So he sent the message to Brian, who's in his phone book, who's the guy who he works with, and he's not even best friends with him.
Both called Brian,
and his best friend Brian was meant to be his best man. He doesn't know what to do, but what do we call it, he's also freaking out because the new Brian has also started organising the stag already. We've been getting a massive reaction on this on 087-110-2107. Also, Una got it into her head that if you're part of the wedding party, you should be paying more as a gift for the wedding. So we've kicked her out of the studio because she's lost the run of herself. So let's get some WhatsApps.
I think that is absolutely hilarious, but I would keep that going. I think you'll look back on your wedding day and that'll be such a funny thing to remember, that you asked the wrong Brian. Definitely go and ask the other Brian. My husband had 2 best men, not because he accidentally meant to ask, that we actually meant to ask them. But I think that's brilliant. Oh, don't break his heart. If he's already planning a stag do, he might book the most amazing stag do. He might be such a good planner, and your mate Brian might be really useless at those things. So yeah, have 2 Brians.
Yeah, okay, it makes for a funny story for the actual thing, but I think it's nearly gone past the point where you can't tell him not to do it anymore.
Yeah. Cross the Rubicon, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so afraid that we've got off the Brian and Dan thing here because of how Una finds gifting acceptable to be given more as a best man.
Oh, that's why we've genuinely kicked her out of studio. She's not here. Like, yeah. Una! See, not in here.
Or a bridesmaid, like, no way, you know, you're away in the head. Do you know, like, years ago in Ireland, gifting was really modest. If anyone brought a gift at all, someone's presence, as you say, at a wedding was considered the gift.
Yeah.
And it's only whenever, because people are so vain nowadays, that weddings have to be so extravagant and they're now hotel based that people started giving cash. Like, they used to, gravy boat used to be an acceptable.
There you go.
Gravy boats used to be acceptable.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on a sec. We've literally just got a voice note from Una now.
Let me back into studio now.
No. we get one more on this.
Hey, about the wedding gift. If you're part of the wedding party anyway, that's very expensive and very time consuming. So that's your gift already to the couple. But there again, I'm a notorious tight arse. Cheers, Cora Galway. Take care.
Thank you.
Very honest, Cora.
Yeah, thank you so much for all your WhatsApps on that. That was a lot of fun. Let's get it off your chest.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.